Clay Geary, Golden Gopher wide receiver, is our guest this week on Gopher Talk. And first of all, good to see you, Clay.
Good to see you, too.
Well, we have a lot to talk about, certainly, and I wanted to talk right off the bat about that game you guys had last week. You got the win at Nebraska, and you had a big impact. You had some big catches, including that catch to start the game-clinching drive on a full extension right along the sideline. What did it feel like for you to get your chance? Now, you've had receptions, and you've played some, and obviously have been an impact on special teams, but I'm talking like an every-down guy here, really that first crack at it, and you had a huge impact. What'd that feel like?
Yeah, no, it was a special moment for sure. You know, I've been a backup my entire career here, and I've been blessed to be playing behind guys like Tyler Johnson, Rashad Bateman, Chris Bell, and a bunch of other receivers as well. But, you know, that opportunity was coming, and it was just a matter of time, and I was ready for it, and it was special.
What was your nervousness level knowing that, hey, this is, you know, it's different than maybe covering a punt? Now, every job's important, but now you're out there on most downs. As you were getting ready for that, were you calm? Were you nervous? Were there butterflies?
I would say maybe the first few snaps of the game, I was a little nervous, but those nerves went away, and I felt really comfortable on the field. And that was something that I haven't felt like in a long time, and it was really great to have that feeling back again, because I was playing with confidence and I played with a clear head, and I was able to go out there and make that play because of that.
Yeah, and you get the juices flowing. And the other thing I've noticed, even with catches prior to Saturday, is that you've made some tough catches in traffic where you know you're going to, you know, take a hit and hang on to the ball. I'm guessing you don't practice that much because you don't want to take those kind of hits in practice and risk injury. But what is the focus level, and how do you go about being good at that particular skill, knowing you're going to get hit and holding on to the football?
I mean, yeah, that's my job as a receiver, just to catch the ball. And you know, I'm a possession receiver. Coach Fleck will tell you that. And my job is to catch the football. And, you know, that's what I'm here to do. And I'm going to take, you know, as many hits as possible if it means that this team's going to have a better chance to win games.
Now it's Wisconsin in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe this weekend. I know you remember that day from 2 years ago in Madison, the last time we were all at Camp Randall Stadium. And what a moment, what a game that was. How eager are you to get back there, and how looking forward are you to getting back there and having a chance to retake and reclaim that trophy?
Yeah, and you know, we treat it like any other game, and we're just blessed to be playing another game this season. So it means everything to be playing this huge rivalry game again, and it was just a blessing that, you know, the Big Ten committee was able to make this happen for us.
Yeah, and how was that, you know, when the game got canceled last month, the disappointment level of, hey, here's a chance to, you know, go play in an important game, and at that point you're still, you know, playing for some things, and then, you know, all of a sudden you have teammates that are unable to play, and everyone's got to stay home, and the program is on pause. One, how hard was that? Now, two, as you mentioned, it's nice, I'm sure, to now have that opportunity kind of handed back to you as a team.
Yeah, and, you know, there's for sure disappointment right away, but we focus on what we can control in this culture, and, you know, we moved on to the next. We shifted our focus and started preparing for the next game ahead of us.
And you got the win, of course, in Nebraska, and hopefully that momentum carries on to Madison. And I want to ask you some questions just about your background and about your progression from a Golden Gopher walk-on football player to a guy now that's contributing. How has that progression been? As you know, as a player, and all of you guys, you know, on your high school teams were, if not the best player, right there, right? And then all of a sudden you come in. Mo Ibrahim's a good example. He was on the scout team as a freshman, and this week he was named Big Ten Running Back of the Year just a handful of years later. What's the journey been like for you to fight and claw and scratch your way for playing time, and now a chance to be a factor in a lot more of situations in a game?
Yeah, it's been very rewarding, and I was a zero-star recruit coming out of high school, and all I know how to do is work. And so I came here with the mindset that I have absolutely nothing to lose. I'm going to bust my tail. I'm going to make my teammates better. I'm going to make myself better. And, you know, with Coach Fleck coming in and this new culture, it gave me structure to really flourish. And I was able to, you know, start gaining some ground under my feet and started to become a better receiver, better teammate, better person athletically, academically, socially, and spiritually. So, you know, it's been a really special journey. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's love the process, because I'm a fifth year senior. and I wouldn't be here if I didn't love this every single day. So
yeah, I do think some people forget about the work you put in. I mean, you're lifting weights, you're running, you're doing drills, you pay attention to your diet, and all those things in order to hopefully get a chance. And whether you get that chance or not, you've got to have a passion, right, for what you're doing and enjoy it and be around, and you have that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have to find what you're passionate about, and football is something that I'm passionate about, and it drives me to be better in all areas of my life. You know, it's not just something that I wake up excited about. Like, this is what I love to do, and hopefully I can make a career out of it.
You're from Lakeville, Minnesota, played at Lakeville South. What was, as your recruiting process, you mentioned you were a zero-star recruit. So take me through how you ended up on the University of Minnesota campus as a Gopher football player from Lakeville.
Yeah, so the summer of my senior year, actually, I came to a camp at Minnesota as a receiver because I played running back in high school. And, you know, had a great camp, got some looks, and then I was recruited by Mike Sherrills. And, you know, that him believing in me and giving me an opportunity meant everything to me. You know, I grew up a Gopher fan, and, you know, like Carter Coughlin says, I bleed maroon and gold. And, you know, it was just a blessing to be here and get an opportunity to play for my home state. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Your upbringing in the state of Minnesota, how do you think that has shaped kind of your work ethic and who you are?
Yeah, no, I have my parents to thank for that. And they have instilled an incredible work ethic in me that has carried me this far, and I'm sure will carry me throughout the rest of my life. So.
And not just on the field, as I need to let the secret out of the bag. Before we came on, you were on your laptop turning in an assignment for homework. So you're also working hard in that area too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, mm-hmm. I do want to take you back to a day last summer, days in which we actually got to go to sporting events and be fans and watch a Twins game and all of that stuff. Take me back to that day at Target Field where you and your teammates were taking in a game, and it turned out in your hometown Major League Baseball team, you were there with your hometown college football team, and kind of let folks who are watching here take us through what happened that day and the surprise you got.
Yeah, I mean, that was special. I had all of my roommates there, Carter Coughlin, Kamal Martin, Thomas Barber, and Antoine Winfield. And, you know, I had a feeling that, you know, maybe this is the day that I get put on scholarship. But immediately, like, I threw that out of my head. I'm like, no, don't even think about that, because if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be pretty disappointed. But that was special. That was really special. And Coach Fleck and the staff put together an amazing day. And they really made it a day to remember for me. So, you know, it was just amazing having my roommates dogpile me and screaming. So it was cool.
And how it unfolded, I got to remember, each of you guys threw out, what, a ceremonial first pitch, right? And then was there a message somehow delivered to you to kind of rekindle that as a memory for me? How'd that work?
Yeah, so after I skipped the ball to home plate, the pitcher for the Twins came out and handed me a ball that said, congrats, you're on scholarship. And I gave that ball to my dad. He has it in his locker at home. And, you know, that means a lot to me, but it also means a ton to my family. And, you know, to have them go through my entire life and to see things starting to pay off, that was really special for them as well.
Last one, Clay Geary, Gopher wide receiver. We have about a half a minute to go here. Kind of tell us what your major is and what your area of study is, and eventually down the road what you'd like to do.
Yeah, so I'm in the Carlson School of Management, and I'm majoring in marketing and entrepreneurial management. But also, since I'm doing a sixth year, I'm going to add another major, and that'll be finance. So. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Very good. So we can break the story here. You're back next year as well?
Yes.
Awesome. That's super. That's good to hear.